The following is a lecture given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami on June 3rd, 1999 during an initiation ceremony.
Accepted your request for forgiveness for any offenses, but we will not accept any offenses, even if they're humbly offered. Also, one time Srila Prabhupada said, I remember I said that I am your servant life after life. He said, why do you want to take birth? Why life after life? You finish up in this life. Even life after life. In case I don't finish, I'll remain your servant, even life after life. But we shouldn't think that. We have to stay here and make the Guru also come back, life after life. Om Ajnana Timarindasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshushuna Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Shamini Tinamine Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunnavadhi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Trishe Namo Namaha Namo Brahmanyaya Devaya Go Brahmanya Hitaya Cha Jagadhitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Siyadvaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Akaroti vachalang pangulang gayate giring at kipata mahang bande sri gurung vinacharinang paramananda madhavam sri chaitanya ishwaram. Today during the auspicious celebration of the Panihati Dandamahutsav, Smriti Utsav, the remembrance of the Dandamahutsav festival performed by Lord Nityananda and Raghunath Das Goswami some almost 500 years ago, we're having this initiation ceremony. In the Krishna conscious movement, initiation is a very serious matter because the disciple, as was explained by Surajit, accepts a commitment to serve the Guru even life after life, to follow the disciplic orders, succession, in terms of our spiritual discipline. Disciple means to follow a discipline. Similarly, the Guru accepts the charge of the disciple. Along with this, since the objective of Krishna consciousness or bhakti yoga is to liberate the conditioned soul from all conditioning and to develop or reawaken fully their pure love for Krishna, so that the soul can engage in here unalloyed devotional service to the Lord in the spiritual world or in the eternal life. So, the guru also has to accept the responsibility for the previous karmas of the disciples. Subsequently, the disciples act improperly. They're also responsible. At the same time, the guru is held responsible. Especially today, we are having two types of initiation, Harinam as well as Brahmin. Harinam initiation or Bhagavati Diksha is where one is given their first birth, spiritual birth by the guru. And of course they're all born by mother and father. But then our second birth or our first spiritual birth is through the guru. We're given the holy name. And we're given the connection with the disciplic succession. We're accepted in the family of the disciplic succession. By taking initiation, this means also one is connected with His Divine Grace, Śrīla Abhayacharan Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And that, as a grand disciple in disciplic succession, connected with Śrīla Prabhupada, who is the founder Acharya, one also accepts His teachings. And accept, he is because also the Shiksha Guru, through His books, for all of the devotees. And we serve Śrīla Prabhupāda by following His instructions. The Guru is there simply to hand down the instructions given by Śrīla Prabhupāda, not to change them in any way, but to explain them and to apply them to the life of the disciple in a practical. So since this is such a serious matter, we don't give initiation just without giving the opportunity for the candidates to verify whether they really want to take this responsibility. Also, the guru should verify whether they are serious or not. Actually, Lord Chaitanya warns against taking many disciples. At the same time, for preaching, one has to give initiation, otherwise how people will practice their spiritual life. So instruction is given that if someone is serious about practicing devotional service, then they should not be refused by a sincere preacher, because that would be detrimental to the spiritual life of that devotee. So in other words, on one hand, one should not be wanting too many disciples. On the other hand, if sincere disciples come forward, one also should help them to go back home, back to Godhead, and not artificially renounce them or renounce accepting disciple. For the preaching movement, one takes a risk of taking disciple. There's a certain risk involved, because if they don't follow, then the guru has to take their reactions. So there's some period of testing, mutual verification of the on both the sides. The disciple, he verifies whether this process is really producing in him the results that he has desired. So for a period of 1 year or more, some people wait many years. There's no maximum. No one is compelled to take initiation whenever they want. They can go on serving in the Krishna conscious movement on infinitum without taking initiation. Although there are many services one cannot do being an uninitiated person, but there are many services one can also do. So, but there is no such rule that you have to take initiation. Whenever you have the strong faith in the process and in the spiritual master, of course there are many spiritual masters in ISKCON, it's a big spiritual family, and one chooses. First of all, they take the commitment of the process. Then they, after that, when they are convinced, they want to follow this discipline, this spiritual procedure or process, then which guru they want to take shelter of, that also they choose according to their own personal faith and inspiration, which they get from a particular guru. So in this way, 1 year of practicing all of the principles of Bhakti Yoga is a minimum. I don't think that there's many other spiritual processes, at least here in the Western world, where they have this type of probationary period of 1 year, where the disciple practices everything, and when they are fully convinced that yes, this is what I want to do, this is actually working in my life, then they accept, then they're allowed to approach a guru and accept initiation. But so this is a not just a thing of the moment, but it's something that they've been thinking about and practicing for a long time and come to these conclusions after personally verifying and realizing. Similar today, there's also a second initiation being performed, which is second initiation is a Pancharatrik system. Pancharatrik system is a little more formal than the Bhagavati system. And the Pancharatrik system, these are all technical words. Of course, I know many people won't be acquainted with these terms. There are different Vedic systems that is authorized by the Vedas, by the spiritual authorities since thousands of years. So one of those systems is the system whereby one is given a silent mantra or Gayatri mantra and is allowed to chant this mantra, and these mantras empower one also to learn how to perform deity worship, how to study deeper into the import of the Vedas, as well how to perform other type of ceremonies like fire sacrifices, etc., which are basically coming under the Pancharatra system. Originally there was the Vedic system, but it is very difficult to follow in age of Kali. It has been simplified by Narada Muni and other great authorities, and that simplification is called the Pancharatrik system. The Bhagavati system means to chant the holy name and read the Srimad Bhagavatam. It's even a more simplified or condensed. So one doesn't need a second initiation to go back to Godhead. The Bhagavati or the Harinam, chanting the holy names of Krishna, is sufficient. But if one wants to take more responsibility in their spiritual life and they have a record of at least a year after taking the first initiation, where they've been following the principles and chanting regularly, attending all the temple programs on a regular basis, they also have been recommended by the temple board as being acceptable candidates to receive the second initiation. They go through a written exam where their philosophical understanding is verified. You can say it's something like an ordination, where they're ordained to become a priest. There's no formal ordination in Krishna consciousness whereby one transforms from the training priest to the full priest. That's informally observed. Once you're given the second initiation, one is approved to learn all of the confidential ceremonies. And when the guru is satisfied that they're able to do so, then they're permitted to also do certain confidential services to the deities or in performing fire yagya, etc. So these are basically the different initiations being taken today. For the Harinam, the guru gives the beads which he's chanted on, and their neck beads are tied. Someone can tie the neck beads on the candidates and take off their trainer bead. Put it around properly, two or three times. Should be Kunti Mala. I mean, the Kunti actually is the neck, so it should go around the neck. Someone wears chest beads, that's a separate decoration. That's also mentioned, one of the things, but principle is Kunti, the neck bead. This is like a spiritual dog collar. Dog color. See, even a guru has. To be guru, you also have to be a disciple. No one can become a spiritual master without first being a disciple. He who says that, no, I don't need a guru, he cannot also be a guru. To be a guru, first you have to be a student. Even Krishna accepted guru. So if someone says, I don't need guru, that means that he's expressing himself to be a big fool. Because this spiritual science can never be understood except through the line of disciplic succession. It's not something by our own mental search we are going to uncover. If we have a desire to know, then we can know through this system of disciplic succession. From Krishna it was handed to Brahma, from Brahma to Narad, from Narad to Vyas, Vyas to Madhvacharya, and handed down to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to the six Goswamis, down through His Divine Grace Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, like this 33 Guru Parampara links are there, handed down from one to the other. In this way the secrets are revealed, because absolute truth we cannot know just by our mental interpolation. Someone is knocking upstairs, we hear some sound, tuk 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 tuk. Someone may sit here and think, what's going on? Are they playing ping pong on the floor? Or someone's playing marbles? Or is something broken? I was sitting, we don't even know what's going on upstairs in the next floor. Sitting here, how we can know what's going on in the spiritual world? How can we know what existed before the creation? Now scientists, they're trying to understand what was the origin of this material world. So they're saying it's Big Bang or primordial soup. They have many theories and one contradicts the other. But according to the Vedas, there's originally all the energy is given, expanded from the Lord, and in that energy, He starts the chain reaction. He starts the thing to go by His will. And from subtle to gross, gradually things start to manifest. But before even He manifested the whole pradhan, or the unmanifested material energy, which the Buddhists know as nirvana, which is an unlimited, expanse of material, brilliant, effulgent energy. Before He manifested that, He also was existing. And the spiritual world is existing. So how we can know about that origin? Simply by studying the echoes in the universe, we will never find out where is the origin of all this energy. That we can find out from Him Himself. It's like we want to know what's going upstairs. Will you send someone upstairs, or you go yourself? Or someone comes down from upstairs and tells you. In the case of Krishna, we cannot go ourselves. We have to have someone come down and tell us. This is what's going on. In this way, that is also a perfect way of receiving knowledge. So, this is the system of disciplic succession. Everyone is connected with Srila Prabhupada. They are taking these initiations. That connection is formally accepted. And the guru is personally responsible to lead the devotees to Prabhupada and to Krishna, to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the disciples are responsible to carefully follow the instructions of the guru so that they can be successful in this lifetime. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.